The funeral has been taking place in County Tipperary of Grace McSweeney and Luke McSweeney, the siblings who were two of the four young people killed in that road crash in Clonmel a week ago. The four young people were on their way to meet friends for a planned Leaving Cert results celebration on Friday night when the single vehicle crash occurred on Mountain Road outside the entrance to Hillview Sports Club. The centre of Clonmel came to a standstill this morning as the cortege made its way from Mountain Road in Clonmel towards the Quays onto Wolfetone Street and then onto Gladstone Street before finishing its journey at St. Peter and Paul's Church. The funeral mass was led by the parish priest of St. Mary's Parish in Clonmel, Father Billy Meehan, who's chaplain of the Presentation Secondary School, where Grace completed her Leaving Cert in June and received her results last Friday. During the service, Father Meehan addressed the congregation.
The whole town and the whole country were united in grief and solidarity as word spread over the weekend. A cloud came over our town, yet the support and presence of all the people was a great comfort to the family.
Let's talk to our South East correspondent, Conor Kane. Conor, yet again, sad scenes in Clonmel today.
Very sad, Brian. And normally on a Friday towards the end of summer, Clonmel, a big town, would be thronged with shoppers and traffic making their way around the town and around the busy shopping streets. But today it was very different. The town centre practically came to a stop from this earlier this morning. And in the hour before the funeral actually took place, many of the shops and businesses across the town centre closed for the morning and into the early afternoon along Gladstone Street and O'Connell Street, which would be the main shopping streets in the town. And hundreds packed into the Church of St. Peter and Paul and also along the streets outside as the cortege made its way into the church at about 11:30 this morning and then for the funeral mass itself.
And how did Father Meehan sum up the community's reaction to this tragedy?
Well, Father Meehan spoke about how the tragedy had caused such a huge amount of shock and sadness since news spread about what happened last Friday night and into the weekend and into this week, of course. And of course, it's now almost a week since the crash itself happened on the edge of Clonmel. And he spoke about how he himself had been called to the scene last Friday night by the Gardaí. And when he got there, he anointed the four victims of the crash on Mountain Road. And it was only when he got to the hospital later on and spoke to some of the family members who were gathering there of the four people who had died in the crash that he realised who they were, and that he had in fact baptised Luke and Grace McSweeney in the Church of St Mary's, and he had also in fact married their parents Bridget and Paul. And he spoke about how while the town has been greatly saddened and shocked by what's happened, it has also come together and the community has united in its grief and also in its support for the family.
And Luke and Grace's mother also addressed mourners.
That's right. Only a few minutes ago, just before the funeral mass came to an end, there were tributes from some of Luke's friends, as well as from the deputy principal of the Presentation Secondary School, Roisin Hennessy, where Grace had been a student. And then Bridget spoke herself, Bridget McSweeney, and she spoke about how they had been overwhelmed by the amount of support and all the messages they had received from not just around Clonmel, but around the county and indeed the country and further afield. She said that her gratitude today outweighs her sorrow. She spoke about her lovely children, Grace and Luke, and described Grace as a gentle and shy person who always liked to have a friend with her, and said that Luke was very strong, both physically and also in personality, and that he wanted to make the world a better place. And she urged them, mourners here today, that told them that Luke would have wanted them to put their sorrows behind and go out and make the world a better place.
Conor Kane, South East correspondent in Clonmel, thank you for that. Back with more after this short break.